the cows?
Up
on the pasture maybe, or anything like that? Are there any calls? This is probably true on a small farm, maybe it's on a big ranch.
That's true. On a small farm, generally people give their cattle, if they milk the cow and are associated with it very closely, and she's gentle, she generally has a name.
Mm-hmm.
And not they would speak of her as Lula Belle or Becky Sue or whatever. Mm-hmm. I worked with a boy whose uncle called his cow Becky Sue, and it was a real funny thing to me because I had never heard Becky Sue. And he would say that his uncle went out and called Becky Sue. Well, when you have as many on a ranch as generally these large ranches have, they're not individually named. Mm-hmm. And in the wintertime, they do come up to feed.
Mm-hmm.
You go out and they are hungry and they come. If you blow the horn,
mm-hmm,
on your car, exactly, or something like that, they know to come.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's spring and it's planning to eat, there's not much way that you can call them unless you are working with them and you don't scatter them and make them afraid of you.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can make a sort of a calling noise, say sukau, or something,
mm-hmm,
like that, and they will come.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what we're interested in. What about to mules or horses? How do you call them?
Generally, you don't call them. If you take a bucket of feed out, they will come.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to use any name. Each one individually has a name, and you refer to them by their name. Some horses who are kept up continually and you work with them all the time, you can call them and they'll come.
Mm-hmm.
But they are expecting something to eat,
mm-hmm,
generally.
Now, if you were plowing with a mule or a horse, maybe, and this would have been obviously a few years ago, but do you know what you would say to get the horse to go right?
G.
And left.
Paul.
And now, if you're riding a horse, what expressions would you use in getting him to respond certain?
You make no expressions. The reins that you handle and your feet with spurs, mm-hmm, and what have you, turn him like he, mm-hmm, needs to go. But some horses are very, very sharp, and we refer to them as having cow sense.
Mm-hmm.
Got lots of cow in him.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to turn him. He has both eyes watching both directions. And I have one that I ride personally. And when you're working cattle, he is watching all the time. And if one comes out here, you can bet you better be ready because he's going to turn back,
mm-hmm,
to get him back.
Mm-hmm.
They're not all like that.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the kind that are a pleasure to ride.
Yeah. So really, you wouldn't think of anybody, you know, making sounds to the horse.
Other than to stop, you know, whoa, or,
mm-hmm,
you fuss at him a little bit if he doesn't do right,
mm-hmm,
but not to make him go. Well, in plowing and such as that, they make the clucking noise, you know,
mm-hmm,
like that.
Okay. What about any sounds that you might make in around pigs? You know, I know they're not very controllable, but...
their head's always on the wrong end.
You don't know any?
To call hogs, naturally. I heard my daddy get out and make a call, like, woo-woo, and they come.
Uh-huh. Just a kind of a loud...
Mm-hmm. A loud noise. Mm-hmm. Hog calling noise. I can't really...
imitate it.
Well, I could if I had thought of it a while,
uh-huh,
and but that was what he generally...
Mm-hmm.
He just made a loud noise.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you know of any noises for sheep? Any sounds you make?
No, I wouldn't.
Or chickens. What do you say when you're going out to feed the chickens?
Chick, 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 chick.
Okay.